Hey there, tech enthusiasts. Let's dive right into the juiciest news and trends in the world of AI and tech. First up, a massive shift in the AI landscape. Anthropic and Elon Musk's xAI have teamed up in a strategic alliance. Anthropic now has access to SpaceX's Colossus 1 cluster, which is a game changer for their AI model development and training capabilities. This partnership is a direct challenge to OpenAI, which has been dominating with Codex. Elon Musk's move could signal a shift in his focus towards bigger goals like autonomous vehicles, space exploration, and robotics. This alliance is definitely one to watch as it could reshape the dynamics of the AI competition. Now, let's talk about coding tools. Alex Finn has been all over Claude Code and OpenAI, showing how these tools can boost productivity. In one of his videos, he integrates Claude Code with Linear and GitHub, demonstrating how this combo can automate task management and code deployment. The integration with Slack for team updates is particularly impressive. It's a must-watch for anyone looking to streamline their workflow. Alex also did a live stream where he tested Grok Build, a tool from xAI. He ran several benchmark tests, including creating a 3D first-person shooter and an Elon Musk animation. While Grok Build showed promise, there were some criticisms about its user-friendliness and cost. Alex shared his experiences with various AI tools and praised Anthropic for developing Claude Code. He mentioned that he'll be focusing more on pre-recorded videos in the future, so keep an eye out for that. In another live session, Alex Finn discussed the greatest Claude Code workflow ever. He showed how integrating tools like Slack, Linear, GitHub, and Claude Code can boost productivity, track changes, and organize development. He also shared personal insights and challenges, emphasizing the importance of perseverance. This video is perfect for advanced users looking to optimize their AI workflows. Let's switch gears to security. Fireship and Leon Van Zeel reported on a severe supply chain attack on the NPM ecosystem. Over 100 packages with more than 50 million weekly downloads were compromised. The attack exploited a vulnerability in the TanStack project's release process. To protect against such attacks, they recommend using PNPM version 1 or higher, which offers features to block malicious packages. They also introduced Sentry, a tool for production error resolution that uses AI-driven agents to automatically investigate and fix issues. Leon Van Zeel did a fascinating video where he used the Hermes agent to create and deploy a web app. The agent built a personal portfolio site, deployed it, and even handled automatic updates. This demonstration showcased the potential of AI agents in web development. It's a standout video that offers a glimpse into the future of automated software development. Fireship also covered the ongoing trial between Elon Musk and Sam Altman over OpenAI. Musk is suing for a staggering $134 billion, claiming that Altman and others transformed OpenAI from a nonprofit into a profitable company, betraying its original mission. The trial has revealed internal emails and conflicts within OpenAI. Both sides are portrayed as unreliable, with Musk's chances of winning seen as slim. This trial could have significant implications for the future of OpenAI and the AI industry as a whole. In another video, Fireship explained the inner workings of an operating system from boot up to shutdown. Starting with the bootloader, he covered privilege rings, virtual memory, the kernel's role in loading the file system, device drivers, and interrupts. He also discussed system calls, the scheduler, threads, and inter-process communication. It's a comprehensive overview that's great for anyone looking to understand how operating systems function. Leon Van Zeel demonstrated how to set up a Hermes agent on a local model using a NVIDIA DGX Spark. He showed three use cases: a daily AI stocks report for beginners, repurposing YouTube video content for advanced users, and vibe coding a to-do list app for experts. The focus was on the benefits of local models, such as cost effectiveness, privacy, customization, and educational value. Alex Finn also highlighted some significant updates for the Hermes agent, including session recall, background tasks, Grok 4.3 integration, and native Codex CLI usage. These updates enhance the agent's functionality and multitasking capabilities. He also mentioned the agent's ability to control the computer and perform tasks like calendar management autonomously. In a short video, Leon Van Ziel turned the Hermes agent into a coding agent, demonstrating how to create and deploy a web app. He set up the agent on a VPS, integrated it with Telegram, and used the Vercel CLI for deployment. The agent successfully created a personal portfolio site, deployed it, and handled updates. Leon concluded that while Hermes is great for simple tasks, it might not be suitable for complex software projects. Finally, Leon Van Ziel shared a hack for using free AI models in OpenCode. By connecting to OpenCode Zen and generating a free API key, users can access powerful models like Big Pickle and Neurotron 3 Super. This trick can save thousands of dollars, making it a valuable tip for developers looking to leverage AI tools without breaking the bank. That's a wrap for today's Tech Talk.